This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 13th. God's word for you today is look up. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, and it says, "This is what the Lord says, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." God can use people to help you, but God doesn't have to use people. You must never ever look to people as your source. God alone should be your source. Relying on people turns your heart away from God. When I was starting out as a pastor, a man of God shared this, and it really helped me and shaped my thinking. I still think about it, and it is very realigning. He said, God called him out, and God asked him, "How many eyes do you have?" He said, he counted, 1, 2, and responded, 2, Lord. God told him to use one to look up and use the other one to look down. He said that he couldn't, and God said, "Every time you are looking at man, do not claim you are looking at me." Every time you look to man for help as your source, do not claim you are looking at God as your source. The Bible says this about people who look to people for help. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 6, "For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." That will not be your story in the name of Jesus. At Bethesda, grace was present. Jesus was present. Prosperity was present, standing right there, but the man could not see it because he was fixated on the people who had done him dirty. Every time you are fixated on the people who did you dirty, you will not see the grace that has come to lift you up and make you great. God uses man, but sometimes he wants to help you directly. I pray you understand this. God uses men, but sometimes God wants to help you himself. God uses men, processes, and systems. God set up that system of steering. He knows that they will need men to carry them. God knows that they will need to establish relationships. You need help. Men will help you. But sometimes God wants to help you himself. I say amen to that. And every time you're fixated on who God is going to use to help you, you will miss the God who wants to help you himself. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. You will not fear when the heat comes. Your leaves will always be green. You will have no worries in the year of drought, whether it is recession, super recession, or super duper recession. You will never fail to bear fruit in the name of Jesus." Let us pray. Father, you alone are my source. All of my help comes from you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.